Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we know you have so many questions about retirement. So today on Wealth Creator Radio, Eric's going to give you some great ideas for your retirement. Of course, we want you to remember Eric's phone number, so let me give it to you right now, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You're going to hear all about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth today. This is something that can help you with your very own concerns about retirement. So listen up for your chance to get in on that. And if there's something you'd like to specifically address, then reach out to us at 800-454-1184. Or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. With that, Eric, so good to be here with you again this weekend.
Yeah, well, it's always good to be on the air and kind of talking about what's happening with the world. And of course, there's the big one is all this money that the government's printing. The Federal Reserve just keeps making money out of nothing. Wouldn't it be cool if you could do that on your own?
Yes.
And just all of a sudden say, hey, I've got an extra $1 billion in my account. And just tell the bank that that's true and they believe you.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. But I don't think we're going to be able to do that anytime soon. But
no.
The Federal Reserve's doing it in insane numbers. And of course, the government's figuring out ways to try to give more money to people for all the COVID and virus relief stuff. And I still have yet to hear any discussion about how to pay for this.
Exactly.
And so it's kind of like if you're just, running up your credit card and having fun and, hold on, you have to pay this back? Nobody told me about that. I think one of the things that we probably really should be talking about is, how does all this free money that comes from magic, what's it going to mean to the government? And more importantly, what's it meaning to your retirement?
Eric, I do want to ask you about your events page now. What are you doing event-wise?
Well, we do have some webinars going on. We're still in a shutdown mode in terms of live action or whatever you want to call it, right?
Okay, yeah.
We definitely have some webinars there. And we're also just having a bunch of white papers that we've just loaded to our website for just educational content. So there's a lot of stuff to go on there. So definitely check out wealthcreatorradio.com.
There you go, wealthcreatorradio.com, or call Eric to go in and visit with him or over the phone, 800-454-1184. So Eric, John D. Rockefeller, of course, we all know the Rockefeller name, the world's first billionaire. Well, now Jeff Bezos is on track to become the world's first trillionaire. Imagine that. The founder of Amazon recently made $13 billion in one day. So I don't know, Eric, what do you think? Is $13 billion enough for the average American to retire on, or do you think they need to work a little longer?
Yeah, he could probably retire. I think he's pretty okay.
Wow.
Kind of crazy numbers, right? And, so one of the things that people have to start thinking about is, most of us aren't going to be that lucky and,
right,
be making billions in a day without doing anything hardly. So really what it is, how much do you need to have saved up? And that one's, I think, always one of the worst questions in a way to get, because it focuses people on a number. And sometimes that number could be bad. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, if somebody made $100,000, they were just like super, super wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're a family of four going and your kid gets accepted to Stanford, I think the number is either 100 or 125 maybe now, or maybe even up to 150, where you don't even have to pay because you don't make enough. Right. So it's amazing how those same numbers have changed, right, so much. So focusing on a number is bad. Focusing on an income stream, that is definitely better. So if you can focus on how much income can you get out of your assets, that's probably a better way. But, if people really need a number, $1 million used to sound like a great amount. But if you take out 5% a year, it's $50,000. That may or may not be enough for you. So, I think for most people, it's getting to be, sadly enough, closer to $2 to $3 million before you're going to be totally safe. Now, of course, it depends on your spending level and your standard of living. So, that's one of those things where you can change that up too, of course.
Right. Okay, so speaking of what used to be big money, right? We used to think that spending in the billions was big money, right? And now our government, like you just said, you just alluded to, making spending packages in the trillions. And the leaders of the European Union recently reached a $2 trillion deal on a pandemic recovery plan. And, of course, it's also going to focus on climate concerns. And Ursula von Leyen, she's president of the European Commission. Listen to what she had to say.
The new budget will power the European Green Deal. It will accelerate the digitalization of Europe's economy. Thanks to Next Generation EU, national reforms will be boosted. We invest in Europe's future.
So now Europe is discovering relief measures that are going to cost trillions of dollars. It's happening here in the United States. What do you think could happen with any additional relief bills in our country this year, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, the relief is good and it helps a lot of people. But at some point, I think we're also going to have some stuff just fail. I mean, we've already seen a lot of bankruptcies, a lot of other things. And, you know, the hard part is, you know, it sucks when you see a company shut down or go bankrupt. But, you know, also sometimes it's like, okay, maybe it was just time. And, you know, that's going to be one of the tougher things is, you know, how much more bailouts can you do to keep things going until things get better? Versus how can you afford to keep doing it? So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of tough decisions going down the road. And again, it's going to all end up with a lot of tax bills at the end, you know, or inflation. You know, there's only a few ways to get out of all this. And so none of them are very good. So that's where you want to really be rethinking your retirement goals and how you have things laid out.
Eric, I thought it would be fun to get in some notable this week in history events, okay? So just to kind of go back in history a little bit, in 1925, complaints broke out about the growing number of public phone booths. They were appearing in general stores all around our country, and people said they didn't believe phone booths were in the public interest. They shouldn't be in places where public people like to shop. Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, that's very different from today.
And then now we use our phones. Gosh, they're on our bodies all the time. Also, this week in history, pretty relevant to really where we are today. In 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act. This guaranteed that African Americans had the right to vote and making it illegal to impose restrictions on elections that were designed to disenfranchise black voters. How about that? 1965, Eric.
Wow. Yeah. So it took way too long.
Yeah, definitely. Right. Way too long. 1965. Are you kidding me? So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. I want to give out your phone number one more time, Eric. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. So if somebody wants to give us a call or if you want to set up a time, again, we're giving free reviews of that risk level that you have. No cost, no obligation. We'll just kind of go over that and, you know, just take 15, 20 minutes to go over what your situation is. So again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and he is an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open our eyes to all things financial that happen in retirement. He wants you to have a remarkable retirement, and he's offering this book to you complimentary. Just head to his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, it's time for our financial fail. We do this every week because obviously we can always learn from other people's mistakes, right?
Yeah, and it's not to bash what somebody else has done or say something bad about them.
Right.
It's just, you know, stuff that we all do sometimes and we just don't really pay attention. And the biggest one I'm seeing right now is a lot of people, you know, either going to cash, as it's called, you know, where they you know, sell out of everything and just put it in the money market or the stable value fund in their 401k. But the hard part is they're not, you know, what's the timeline? When do you get back in? What are the rules for, you know, jumping back in? Or are you going to make hardly anything for 10, 15, 20 years? You know, it's one of these things where to do a decision like that, you need to have another decision already laid out. So, you know, I had somebody who had met with that, he literally did it, like, I think it was the lowest day there in March, earlier this year when the crash was going. And he went 100% to cash when the market was down over 30% and then, you know, jumped back up again. And he was not part of that jump back up, right? And I've seen this in 08, 09, seen this in .com days. And, you know, it's one of these things for, first of all, if you can't handle those swings, you were incorrectly invested in first place. You know, you should not be invested in something that's going that crazy, right? That's one way to not have that anxiety, not to have that stress, is don't play that game, right? So that'd be one thing. And then the other part would be, okay, now how can you make more money without having all that risk? What should you do differently? You know, how can you make a good return, but without having insane levels of, you know, volatility and so forth. So, you know, there are options out there. There's some great tools. There's stuff that where they index with the market, but they don't go down with the market. You're not going to get all the earnings, but you're going to get a good portion of them. You know, that's one solution. There's some steady income assets that aren't volatile and they don't play in the stock market game. They're just on their own. And most of those are paying 5, 6%, sometimes up to 7. So, you know, those are things that you could be looking at that are different, that are a different solution and can really help you out a lot. So, you know, that'd be one of the things to be looking for is, okay, how can I invest differently so I don't have to freak out?
Give Eric a call because this is what they help you with. They do this. This is all part of a retirement plan. And they can help you and guide you with your investments. So let me give you that phone number. It's 800-454-1184. That's a number that you can call. You can go in and see him or virtually talk to him over the phone. 800-454-1184. And they'll take you through their blueprint to worryless wealth for your retirement. That's ultimately what Eric is offering you, complimentary. Eric, I know you've been on some trips this year in your RV. Is it a 5-star RV? I'm so anxious to see it.
I don't know what a 5-star would be. It's not like with the, you know, the rock stars touring, those big huge Greyhounds that are all, you know, souped up and stuff. But it's not bad. It's definitely a pretty nice ride, and it's been fun. We bought it in New Hampshire, and I've been basically driving it through the country and. Yeah, we left it in Nashville, and we're about to head back out to Nashville to pick it up to drive the rest of the way home. But, you know, it's been a great way, and I'm still on my mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states. That's one that, you know, I have another Instagram and Facebook page called 50 Miles, 50 States, 25 Months, and, you know, people could also follow me there. But, you know, that's one of those fun kind of things to do. So, yeah, I was able to ride my bike in 14 states in 50 days, 50 Oof. Miles in each one. And so that was a fun time, and got 8 more states I'm going to try on the next RV trip. So, you know, it's definitely a good way to travel right now. And you don't have to see people. Fill up the gas station. Yep. You know, other than that, you know, you don't really see people there, even other than going to the grocery store, which is something I would do at home anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't, not going into places. So it's one way to obviously have that mask on always, but, you know, at least be able to see the country and do things without having to worry about all the virus issues.
Yeah, the social distancing and all of that. But if you're not traveling in an RV, you might end up staying in a roadside hotel that probably is not going to be that 5-star rating that I think we all want. And I want to compare this to retirement plans. I know that we need to have a 5-star retirement plan. If you want that in retirement, what do you have to do? What do we have to do to get that 5-star rating?
Yeah, so there's 5 areas, and for our process, we call it the blueprint to worry less wealth. And the reason why we talk about worry less wealth is because of mainly because my mom, she was always worried about this, worried about that, and she was our chief worrying officer, and so. You know, I wanted to come up with a plan and process to say, okay, how can we not have to be freaking out about you know, like when you go into one of those kind of sketchy motels, you know, what's in the bed, or what's, you know, how clean is this place, or anything like that. Well, same thing with retirement. You know, how do you not have to keep worrying about the market or worrying about taxes or worrying about all these things? And how can you be more relaxed? And, you know, really, I mean, when you're relaxed and you're on a trip and everything's great, you know, you're at that five-star place, you know, you're not worried about any of that stuff. You're just enjoying things and you're just, you know, relaxing. And so that's really what we want to do with retirement. So there's five areas that you got to do, got to take care of no matter what. And you have a plan for these, even if you don't know what the plan is. So that's the other scary part, is if you don't know what the plan is, then that's really bad. So really what you want to do is you want to have, first and foremost, got to have an income plan. You know, have to have an income plan, figure out how you're going to get that money for the rest of your life, an investment strategy, a tax strategy. How are you going to make sure you pay the least in taxes? And what is your tax allocation risk? That's something that people don't even talk about, is how your money is allocated tax-wise. How are you going to pay for healthcare? Healthcare has gotten to be more and more expensive. And then lastly, who gets your stuff when you're gone, right? The estate planning, and how do you get that money? So, you know, that's one of the things that we are actually doing for people right now during these COVID times. I know it's a lot tougher for a lot of people, but in a way it's somewhat easier, because you may not have to travel. You may have not to go places. You don't even have to figure out how to park at our garage if you don't want to. So, you know, we could just do it over Zoom or do it over a phone call, but we usually start with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to see, you know, what's your situation. And then if you want to have us develop that blueprint, it's actually no cost, no obligation right now. What we're doing for radio listeners during these times is we're waiving the planning fee, and we're just saying, okay, hey, let's get you to have this info, and let's get you to have that plan and know where you're at. And then if you want to work with us to help fix any problems that we point out, that's great. If not, hey, at least you learned a lot. But again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, now's the time to give us a call and just leave us a message, and we'll get back to you at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, why don't you tell us the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy? Because I think some people, after I've heard you talk for so long, some people confuse the two.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that, hey, you know, you see all these ads about, you know, I hate annuities, you should too, or invest and forget, you know, don't invest and forget, and all these other silly things that are great slogans. Most of these people are just money managers. They're just going to say, okay, give us your pile of money. We'll only take you if you've got a half million or whatever, and we'll try to make your money and make more money. But that sounds nice, whatever. But first of all, can they really do anything better or more improved? But more importantly, what's the plan to get it all out? How are you going to spend it? Are they looking at your taxes? How are they going to lower your taxes over the rest of your lifetime? You know, how are they going to make sure that money lasts with, you know, without having to worry about the market? If they're saying everything has to be in the market, well, the answer to that is no, you're going to be freaked out for the rest of your life. Is that really what you want for retirement? And that's what you talk about, having a plan. Just like a pilot, they know what's going to happen if something goes bad, and we know what to do. You got to have it for all those types of different contingencies. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call and leave us a message. If you want us to do that, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Hackman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice when you go see him, and he's offering that to you today complimentary. Eric, when you and your family go on a trip, you know, I know you plan ahead of time. What are some of the things you like to look for your kids?
Well, we like to do stuff. I think probably the worst thing I could ever do is have to sit on a beach for 8 hours straight. To me, that'd be just boring. I mean, if I'm out in the waves or something, I mean, anytime we'd go for the Cub Scout and Boy Scout beach trips, I'd usually be one of the few adults that's out there jumping in the waves. You know, it doesn't matter if the water's 55 degrees or 60 degrees or whatever. You know, we're out there doing stuff, and yeah. I'll go back and eat food. But, yeah, sitting on the beach, sitting around, that just sounds painful to me. So we'd rather go see stuff, do things, you know, do a zip line, do something fun. You know, obviously I've been doing a lot of my RV trips, with riding my bike and doing things like that. So yeah, I mean, for us, anytime we're doing fun trip is what we're really talking about, you know, what kind of activities can we do or what kind of sites can we see and what kind of places can we go to? So,
exactly,
I always think that's the most important.
And then of course you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, right? You want to make sure that, oh, you're not going to overpay for something, right?
Of course not. Yeah. So it's always good to plan some of those out. And obviously right now travel's getting to be tough, but you know, I know a lot of people are booking stuff for next year, and hopefully the next year is able to travel. We'll see.
We can only hope. We can only hope. Yep. So it's very important also to make sure that you're taking steps to preserve your retirement savings, just like we try to preserve our money, you know, every day. So I wonder, can you get into the whole tax planning, tax preparation, and explain the difference, please, Eric?
So the best way I always like to talk about the difference is, so you're watching the news and there are the reporters standing there and you see the smashed out windows of a jewelry store or, you know, whatever, however the theft happened and this place got robbed and they're just reporting on how much stuff got stolen and so forth. What's there to do about that right then? Can that reporter help at all?
Mm-mm.
No, not right. I mean, there's nothing they can do. It's already happened.
Right.
And that's really what you're doing. What used to be in April, this year was mostly in July, but during tax time, the right. normal tax time, that's what you're doing is you're reporting on what already happened. You know, some people do almost feel like it's a crime of what happened to them tax wise for sure. Often it can feel like that. And so, yeah, so that's one of the things that, that you do when you do your tax preparation for reporting on the previous year. So when you did your 2019 tax return in 2020, there was pretty much absolutely not anything you could do anymore because the year had already ended. That's just tax, you know, preparation. That's just doing the tax return, preparing the returns, right? If you're doing tax planning, that's what you have to do in the year in which it's happening. So if you want to, say, move some money to a Roth IRA and get rid of those taxes all, you know, for the rest of your life, that may make sense, but how much should you convert? What if you convert some and it jumps you up into another bracket? For people on Medicare, what if you convert some and it makes your Medicare premiums double or triple? These are things that a lot of people aren't always talking about. So, you know, that's the stuff that you want to be doing. How do I pay the least tax going forward? How can I, lower my taxes overall? And sometimes the answer is by paying more tax today, which sounds weird, but that really can be often the answer because we know tax rates are going to be going up. So that's really what you want to be talking about and thinking about. And you have to be doing some tax planning, really. And most financial advisors, what do they say? Oh, we don't give tax advice. Well, that's like one of the biggest areas of your financial plan.
Right.
So, how can you not advise me on that? That's like going to your general practitioner doctor and, you know, he says, oh, well, I don't work on the left side of the body, only the right side. What? Yeah. Hold it. They're all connected.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all one.
So, yeah, that always blows my mind when I hear people saying that. And if these financial advisors have no training in taxes, how can they be giving full financial advice? Because that's one of the massive things that has to do with every single decision we make and every single investment we do is taxes.
This is all part of your blueprint to worry less wealth that you take your retirees through. Tax planning is one whole point, right? It's one whole star. We're talking about a five-star retirement plan.
Yep, exactly. And so, you know, that's why we go through that. And, you know, one of the things we have is we've got this some great software where we can actually make you a tax map. And it's just like a little pictorial. So you can actually see where that next jump up, because we're all in all the brackets. So a lot of times people don't really understand what the tax brackets are. You know, like if you're single, you can make $12,000 and have no tax, right? Because of your standard deduction would get rid of it all. And so then you'd be in the 10% and the 12% and 22%, you know, it just keeps going up. So some of your money is all in those different brackets. And so if you know you've got, say, $15,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, maybe you should take advantage of that lower bracket and do something with it, especially this year, because maybe you had an income reduction. Maybe you weren't working as much. This may be one of the best years ever to do something to protect your taxes long term. But again, you got to plan that and you got to do that now, not in 2021 for 2020, because it's all over then. You can't make it, you know, you can't go backwards. So, you know, again, if that's what you want to look at and you want to say, hey, Eric, can you look at my situation? Can you say, okay, what should I be doing tax-wise? You know, what should I be doing with my money? What does it make sense to do a Roth conversion? How can I put more money away and have it be tax efficient so it's not generating and compounding my taxes year to year because if I'm saving more money and it's costing me more taxes as I save more money? Those are issues that we can help you with. And again, there's no cost or obligation right now what we're doing for people right now for during this COVID time. So we're going to allow you to do this planning where we'll show you that plan. We'll show you what path you're on. We'll tell you what's happening, good and bad. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help fix those issues. But again, it's a great way to learn about your own situation and really know what's happening. So if you want to give us a call and set up a time to either just do a phone call and just kind of go over whatever concerns and worries you have, the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, you can leave a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about creating a five-star retirement plan. You have to make sure you have all of these key points in your plan. Eric, I know that we talk on our show all the time about the high costs of health care for retirees. Fidelity estimates that a 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $285,000 for health care in retirement, and that doesn't even include long-term care. So that just blows my mind. Are the retirees that you work with aware of this steep estimate?
I don't really think so. We know healthcare is expensive, but especially when you're working, you've got really, you know, if you're working at a big company, usually you're not paying much for your, you know, healthcare costs and you got a good plan. And so you're a lot of times sheltered from it. I mean, I had a client whose house was paid off and she was saying, oh, yeah, I think we're going to, you know, her husband was still working, but she was retired and he's a little bit younger, so he's not at Medicare age. And they get their health insurance through his work. And she's like, yeah, we can probably just live on $3,000 a month. And I said, well, what about the healthcare costs? And when we figured it out, it's going to be at least $1,000 a month if the husband retires at 65, you know, for both of them, not counting before. If he retires before that, it'd probably be more like $1,500. You know, or maybe up to $2,000 a month.
Wow!
And so, if you're talking about $3,000 a month budget versus, you know, adding another $1,000 or $1,500 to that, you know, that's a third or 50% higher, you know, cost of living just because of the healthcare, and that's just for premiums. We're not talking doctor visits and all the other stuff, right? So, and so there are some options. There's some really good options out there for people. There's some alternative ways to do it that, you know, are really good now. And they're changing a lot, but they're still pretty decent. Again, if you want to go over that or taxes or any of those types of issues, you know, set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. We'll ask whatever you're concerned about, whatever your worries are, and see if we can help you. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross with Open Mortgage. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So she is our guru or our expert, giving you all sorts of titles,
on
reverse mortgages. And of course, I think always the first thing you got to do is say, what the heck is a reverse mortgage and what the heck is it not? Like, you don't give away your equity. You don't give up your house to the bank or anything like that, which, you know, you always hear about. So maybe just touch on that always first.
Well, you always hear about that because when the reverse mortgage started in the 80s under President Reagan, it was a terrible thing because the bank or the lending company, lending institution went on title with you, which meant they were your partners. They actually went on the deed. So that only lasted a very short period of time, but it was so bad people today still remember it. But that's been gone for so long. A reverse mortgage is exactly what your regular mortgage is, only you don't have to make a payment.
So when the reverse part's the payment at the end, right?
At the end instead of during the loan. So when you have your regular mortgage, the bank is not on your title. They just have a lien against the property. And that's exactly what a reverse mortgage is.
Yeah, they don't have any ownership or anything like that. So they just, you know, if you want to go sell the house, you got to pay off that lien.
That's right.
No difference. Obviously, one difference is that since you didn't pay any interest,
the interest is accruing.
Right. So that loan will be bigger than it started with.
Absolutely. It's a negatively amortized loan. Just opposite. That's why it's called a reverse of the regular loan. When you're making your mortgage payment, you're paying principal and interest, which pays it down. When you're not making a payment, it's accruing. So at the end, it's the sales. If you sell your house, if you leave it to your heirs, whatever, at the end, the reverse gets paid off out of escrow.
And so the reason why, so, you know, all financial tools are tools, and, you know, there's different tools in a tool chest, and, you know, you can use a wrench or a saw to take off a bolt, and, you know, usually use the wrench, but if it's rusted shut, you might have to use the saw.
That's
so
right.
Why do people use the tool of the reverse mortgage? I mean, what's the big allure? What's the big reason to, you know, tap that equity and get that money out? I mean, what are the benefits that people get from it?
The biggest is tax-free. I have so many clients, as you well know, that have portfolios, and in an uncertain time like we're in, they don't want to sell at a loss. They don't want to have to pay tax when they do sell. So with a reverse mortgage, they can tap the equity in their property, and there's no tax consequences because it's just their equity.
Yeah. So anytime you borrow money, there's never been a time in history where they've taxed loan proceeds.
Right.
So that money is then by definition tax-free, which is great. So, you know, if you're sitting on a couple hundred thousand of equity, obviously it's one way to get that. The other big one, of course, is probably, I think, number one almost, is you don't have a payment anymore.
You don't have a payment. And in a lot of cases, some seniors, and of course, this is for, you have to be 62 or older to
do
this.
Yeah, so yeah, can't be 30 and getting this. Sorry, guys.
No. I run into all situations. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I've hit every situation. Some people, the home is free and clear. No mortgage, no lien on it. So they have access to a lot of equity. Some people have it mortgaged to the hilt, where their payments are $2,500, $3,000, $3,500. And at this point in life, they're retiring. They can't make that payment anymore. They don't want to move. This has been their home for 40 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they don't want to move. So they want to stay there. So eliminating that mortgage payment is huge for them. The only thing you're responsible for with a reverse mortgage is the property tax and the homeowner's insurance. And of course, you have to keep the house in decent repair. That's the only way that with a regular mortgage, they can foreclose on you. You miss three or four payments, you're in foreclosure. That cannot happen with a reverse, only if you miss a lot of your property tax. It's not like you're late on one and they're going to come and foreclose.
Yeah.
It goes for, a couple of years before they even try to get a hold of you to find it.
Say the payment is, $2,000 a month. Even if it's just only $2,000, that's $24,000 a year. Well, for most people, a lot of their money's in 401ks, IRAs. That's all taxable. So you might need to be taking out $30,000 or more just to pay that payment.
That's right.
And that means you're going to be paying that tax, increasing your tax brackets. You might be causing your Medicare premiums to go up, all sorts of other negative stuff. And of course, you're selling off those assets. If you take it out of the house, no cost to you other than the interest. And, that comes off at the end where your heirs have to pay it, not you.
Right.
And they still now get a step up in basis. So
that's huge.
That one's a big one. Yeah.
I did one for a lady. She bought a home in Palo Alto in 1968.
Wow.
And paid $38,000 for it. So her husband passed and she needed money. They were living on Social Security. So she lost one of them. I think she kept his.
Yeah, so you keep the bigger of the two checks.
But. And she couldn't live. So she went to a financial advisor and he said, you need to look into a reverse mortgage. Well, she was way against it because she had heard so many terrible things. Anyway, he said, if you sell your house now, you paid $38,000, you have not put 5 cents into improvements. It was a beautiful home, but it was 1968. It was
a historical item, basically.
Absolutely. So it appraised for $4.8 million. So he goes, okay, you're going to pay capital gains. Yeah. And that delta between the 38, well,
probably
she got
at least one and a half. Yeah, you probably, but at least $1.5 million in tax or
and
more.
He said, wouldn't you rather just give that to your daughter? Wouldn't you want to pass that? Because then when you pass, then you get the step up. So that's what she did. She did the reverse mortgage to get the money out to live on. And then she's going to pass the home to her daughter, who gets the step up, and they avoid all that tax.
So it saves them about $1.5 million in taxes.
Absolutely.
So let's see. What's the interest rate on that loan? Nothing. Right? Because if it saved you, who cares what the interest rate was? Because it's there's no way you're going to offset that tax bill. And the other amazing part, too, which you also get is Prop 13, tax basis. So not only does that step up in basis go and you don't pay tax on that house, if your, child decides to live in it or just keep the house, they get to keep your old Prop 13 tax basis. And if you're talking from the 60s, my gosh.
That's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. Yeah. Well, I'm in the very position. I inherited the house from my parents. And my property taxes are like $2,600 a year, and across the street they're $18,000. And I couldn't afford to live where I live if I didn't have that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And so that's one of the great uses, of reverse mortgages. So again, I'm talking with Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgages, Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So, one thing, why don't we throw out your phone number here too. So if somebody does want to get information on a reverse mortgage, want to get a quote, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call, 408-722-0010. Just give me a call. We can set it up. And of course, in these unprecedented times, I have clients that say, oh, I want to see you. Put on your mask. We'll sit in the backyard. And I'm happy to do that. They have their masks. I have mine. Only one has said, no, I'd rather just do this on the phone and get it done. So I sent out, we went over it. I sent out docs and we did it all by mail, so I didn't have to meet her. But most people are going, it's okay, so you have your mask on, we're outside. So unfortunately, COVID is not good for a lot of people. Some people it hasn't affected income-wise.
Right.
But I've had several that have said, my income is way down, struggling to make my house payment. And of course, I always ask the first thing, do you want to move or do you want to stay here? That's the biggest question I have. And no, we've been here for all these years. We want to stay here and pass this home to our children.
So the best thing is to just have them give you a call. So again, why don't you give out the number a couple times here so people can have that?
It's 408-722-0010. Again, that's 408-722-0010. I put the analysis together. We go over it. If it's something you like, fine. If it's something you don't like, nice meeting you.
Yep. With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So we've come to the time in our show, Eric, when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. This is always a great lesson. I love to hear how something can work out for the best. So what do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, this is actually a little bit different because it's kind of not exactly his wealth success story, but he basically, his mom was a client of mine, and she in the early 80s worked for this, you know, small place in Cupertino called Apple.
You know,
she ended up keeping some shares, and you know, those got to be, of course, insanely valuable. And when she passed away, her two kids got some money, and one was taking care of his dad and up in Oregon. And so he was living pretty simply. He didn't, you know, he bought a truck. But other than that, you know, he wasn't cashing in everything and going crazy spending. And, you know, what we did is we started diversifying that out, locking in some of that money, protecting a lot of that money as Apple would rise. You know, we'd have some stop losses. So if the stock dropped too much, it would trigger a sale. So that way we'd lock in some of those gains. And now he's actually buying a really nice house for cash. And, you know, he's going to have a little river going through the back of his property and all this other stuff. And, you know, but he's able to do this mainly because he didn't go crazy when he inherited that money. And sadly enough, most people, when they inherit that money, there's all sorts of stats that show that most of that inheritance is pretty much gone within a year or two or three. And, you know, he didn't do that. He was being very smart with his money, still is. He's in his 50s, and he doesn't really need to have a financial worry for the rest of his life because of the way we've set up the plan and because he didn't go crazy spending. So, you know, that's one way to do things is, you know, not be crazy.
Don't go crazy.
Going to buy the Ferrari and all the others, you know, and, you know, buying the newest and latest, all the electronics that you're going to, you know, all be useless in three or four years, right?
So, right.
There is so many people preying on the fear out there right now. It has gotten crazy. I mean, I literally had a client ask me about this, this crash insurance, and I'm like, there's no such thing as a stock market crash insurance. So, you know, obviously then they also were trying to sell you this, you know, newsletter and then sell you this other thing. And so, you know, and if people are making all this money off of just selling you stuff to supposedly give you great financial advice, how great is their advice? Because shouldn't they be super wealthy and not need to be selling you that stuff?
True.
If their advice is that good. So, but again, if that's something you want to talk about, if you want to figure out what should you be doing today, again, give us a call and we'll set up that time, that free consultation, that 15, 30 minute phone call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can follow us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. You can always have Alexa or Google play Wealth Creator Radio and listen to us that way, or find us on podcasts. Thanks a lot for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.